is she blaming me? I
didn't do anything.
Very good. Now, if somebody broke something of yours, like, something that you had, you'd say, well, that's all right. I didn't like it.
Anyway.
And if you saw a little child, crying, which you probably do very often in your work, I'm sure you do many times, you might say, what's wrong with you? And you'd say, well, he was eating candy and didn't give me. Have you ever heard of people talking about something that they think might happen? Like, they'll talk about a spoiled child, and they say, now that child is spoiled, so when he grows up, he'll have trouble like is not. Have you ever heard like is not or apt is not used by older people? I know you wouldn't say that, but okay. Do you know what you call the trenches that a plow cuts, you know, when you...
Burrows.
What?
Burrows.
Okay, very good. I don't know how you know all these things. If you had a good yield of something, you'd say you raised a big
crop.
It's amazing. If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you'd say
shrubbery.
Okay. And now, if you were, if you had a lot of stuff in your front yard, like, that fallen limbs and things, like if there'd been a storm, you'd say you had to go out and
clear the yard.
Very good, right. Now, there's in the country, when people cut the grass, they sometimes have this, they cut the clover for a second time. Do you know what they call the second cutting? Do you know what they call old, dry, dead grass that's left over?
Hay.
Okay. And you know what you call a crop that comes up by itself, not planted, it just... You ever heard of anybody call it a volunteer crop? Do you know what wheat is tied up into?
Bundles.
I swear, I don't see how you know. That's it. That's what it is. Bundles are then piled up into
stacks.
Do you know if you were measuring something like wheat or corn, talking about how many
bushels?
Yeah. Do you know what you've got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it, or with anything if you're separating grain? I'll just see.
Thrash it.
Yes. That is exactly right. I can't believe it. Are you sure you hadn't lived on a farm? I'm sure you're not just telling me you've always lived in Little Rock. I've never talked to anybody who lived in Simeon, knew as much as you do about this. Were your grandparents from the farm or something? Have you heard it that way? You just listen to things. You must just really keep up with everything.
In school, we had, like, in social studies and...
Yeah. And you just really absorbed all. It's amazing. If you were talking about oats, and if you were saying, would you say oats is a grain or oats are a grain? Which way would you say that? Oats.
Oats. Oats. Plain oats.
Yeah. If you were gonna say, if you were making a sentence, would you say oats is a grain or oats are a grain? Which way?
Is a grain is correct.
Is that what would sound right to you?
Wouldn't sound right, but it's correct.
That would be, okay.
Is a grain. Because oats, you're talking about oats.
Right.
Plural.
Right. Okay. Okay. If we were talking about, if someone asked you and another girl to do a job of some kind, and when you told her about it, she'd say, now who's got to do it? And you'd say, well, you and
me.